This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are a day away from the biggest sugar high day of the year. Halloween is tomorrow, and Daniel and I were just chatting, and I'm a little bit older than Daniel, and I'm explaining to him that when I was trick-or-treating, that we used to get full-size candy bars. Big Snickers, big Milky Ways, big Hershey's, full bags of M&Ms. And we would go out for 2-3 hours. The 5 kids with pillowcases. And at the end, there was so much candy in the pillowcases that my 2 younger sisters couldn't even carry the pillowcases of candy. So we'd get home and parents would dump it on the table, and it would be a mound about 2 feet high and cover the entire table. I mean, it looked like he had gone to the candy store. Wow, how times have changed. Now you get the little mini ones, 1 inch by 2 inches, if you're lucky. But that's okay. Kids are getting enough sugar as is. But it's a fun night, and I hope that you all have a good time. Scare the kids a little bit, and make it fun for everybody. Now, speaking of having fun, it's time to begin to change the way that we garden. It's a time that we take our rototiller and maybe till the garden one more time. And then when you're done, take that rototiller and the hose, clean it of all the plant debris and the mud and the grime that's on it. And get it ready for next year. Drain the oil. And think about it. If you've got a rototiller, when did you change the oil last? Well, do it now while you've got some time. In the spring, you'll be going out of your mind trying to take care of the lawn and get the gardens ready and do the planting and mulching and everything else. So drain the oil, get it cleaned, and put it in the back of the garage or the tool shed. And in the front of it goes the snow blower, if you have one. And if you live in the northeast part of the United States, well, this was the week that gave us a little hint of what's going to be happening. Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, upstate New York, and other places did receive a little bit of snow. The mountains, much to the excitement of the skiers, have received 6 to 12 inches in the major ski areas in the Northeast. They've been making snow, and that's a good sign because last year there was a snow less winter, and a lot of the ski areas really ended up losing a lot of money because the people that lived away from the ski areas didn't know that they had lost snow because they had none in their backyard. When you go from 2 years ago, where most of the Northeast had 100-plus inches of snow, to last year having less than 2 feet of snow, in some places less than a foot of snow, and also last year on Christmas Day in Maine and all through New England, temperatures were in the 80s. The doors were open, the windows were open, the fans were at full tilt. And I turned to my oldest son and I said, Currier and Ives must be turning in their graves, being 80 degrees on Christmas Day. There won't be any sleds going through the streets today. But who knows what's going to happen. Luckily, we've had some rain, and that's a good thing. But I still want all of you that have azaleas, and I don't care what part of the country you live in, if you have azaleas, they are the most delicate of all of your broad leaf plants, more delicate than a rhododendron, more delicate than hollies or mountain laurel, boxwood, ilex. And, you know, we still have no idea. Some say a lot of snow, some say moderate, some say you'll get enough. But azaleas, if we don't have snow cover, where they are totally covered with snow in a northern climate, the flower buds tend to dry out. And what I want you to do is spray them, the leaf and the bud. And the buds are all on the tips of the branches. And use something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop in your nurseries, garden centers, feed and grain stores will have that product. An azalea that's a couple of feet in height, a couple of feet in diameter, will probably cost you a dollar, maybe two, depending on how much foliage there is on it to protect. If you don't protect it, we don't get a lot of snow, we get a lot of wind and cold. To replace it, you're talking around $35 to $40. So is it worth $2 to protect the foliage and the flower buds? I think so. And with the very dry year that we've had, we've been fortunate in the last 2 weeks. In Maine, where I live, we were down 7 inches, and we got 4. And it continued to get dry, got back up to around 9 inches where we were lacking, and we got another 2. So without the 6 inches of rain, we would have been almost 12 inches behind, but now we're 6. So it's a good thing. The streams, the rivers are beginning to run again. The ponds and the lakes are beginning to rise. And it's really helping all of our forests, our lawns, our landscaping, to have all this rain so that when they do go dormant for the winter, they will have moisture inside the plant. Because it's been so dry, the trees have been sucking with the roots all of the moisture they can out of the ground so that they have enough to get through the cold winter. And with the 6+ inches that New England, New York, New Jersey has received, it's made a big, big difference. You go further south, they've had some decent rain, but it makes a big difference. So if you have broadleaf evergreens, azalea, rhododendron, mountain laurel, inkberry, ilex, anything that has a broadleaf, it holds it during the winter. Spend a few dollars and buy Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And again, one store will carry one will carry the other. They're very, very similar in nature, and will it works like a almost like a deodorant. It plugs up the pores on the underside of the leaf to prevent moisture from coming in and evaporating with the air around it. So it holds the moisture in the plant. And also, your rose bushes, spray the canes. Your hydrangea, especially the blue and the pink ball, spray the stems. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. Write it down, and that way we can help you out. Daniel, who's up first this morning?
First up, we've got Bill from Rhode Island. He's got a question about his rhododendron and a question about the wilt proof.
Okay. Bill, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Paul, I do have a couple of questions. I just heard you talking about rototilling.
Yes.
And I know we can do the vegetable garden, but I was wondering, can you rototill around the hydrangeas and the roses, or will you disperse the microorganisms and not rototill? I'm wondering if I can do it in the early spring, or can I rototill around the plants in the late fall, like now when the leaves are falling?
The
I heard you speak about the all those microorganisms being dispersed if you use a rototiller, so I wasn't sure.
Right. And the problem also is if you rototill too close to the plant, you're going to rip apart the root system because the rototiller blades are going to go down 4 to 6 inches. And all of those surface roots are going to end up being ripped or torn or cut. So I would rather that if you're going to rototill, you're going to have to stay at least 2 feet away from a rose bush or a hydrangea or any of your foundation plantings.
All righty.
I would rather that you take a handheld cultivator, and that way you can just loosen up the soil, cut the roots of any weeds that are there, and there won't be any damage to the main plant. The problem is, especially if you do it now, by cutting some of the roots with the rototiller, it means that the plant will lose some of its ability to pull moisture inside of itself.
Oh, okay.
To replace the moisture that the wind during the winter pulls out of it. So if you want to rototill and you can set your blade to only go down a couple of inches, I would wait until spring, till it up, put down some fresh bark mulch on top of it, and you might as well fertilize it at the same time, and you'd be in good shape. But to try and till around shrubbery in the fall, I would say no.
Now, I heard you speak about wilt stop. I noticed that I actually still have some blooms on the roses, a few that are yet to come out and some that are out. Can I use wilt stop while they're in bloom, or do I have to cut off the roses and use it?
Okay. Rose bushes from Washington, D.C., north and west. So that would be all of New England, New York State, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and, you know, the Washington, D.C. area headed west. You do not want to prune roses in the fall of the year. And right now, you know, you got to say to yourself that November starts on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going to get cold. The plants are not growing at the same rate now as they were even 2 or 3 weeks ago. And by pruning your roses and hydrangea, where you make the cut, the plant will not have enough time to make like a scab on it. So I would rather that you wait until the spring. And what I do is I'll pick up the Wiltproof and I'll apply it around Thanksgiving. By then, most of the leaves have come off. The roses have gone dormant. And the leaves have fallen, and then I spray all of the branches, let it air dry, and then I'll buy some bags of pine bark mulch, and I'll build an Eskimo shape mound around the roses to help to protect the graft so that it doesn't freeze and thaw, about a foot high.
Now, maybe you could answer this question when you come back from break. I haven't planted impatiens in quite a while because of the fungus. Can I now plant impatiens, or do I still have to use Agroforce?
When we come back, I'll tell you.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Just before the break, we were talking with Bill, and his question was, what do you think? Is it safe to plant in patience now? Not now, but for this coming year. And the answer, I think, is yes for a lot of us. What happened about 5 years ago, a disease started in Florida called Downy Mildew and affected all of the impatiens in Florida. And as the season began to change, the disease kept moving north. And it went from Florida to Maine, and even in parts of Canada. And with the winds, it started to go west. And it went all the way to California, Oregon, and Washington State. And at the same time that we were getting hit with it, it was developing all over Europe, Germany, France, England, and even in Holland. And for the next 6 months during the winter, all of the major universities started to research to find out what the heck was going on. Because not only did it hit your impatience, but it hit your tomatoes with a disease called late blight, where the tomato plant would have great looking foliage, and all of a sudden, the lower leaves started to turn yellow. They got some dots on them. They turned brown, and it quickly moved up the plant. And in some areas, it wiped out entire tomato gardens. And many, many farmers lost acres of tomatoes. But it's the same fungus. They decided what it was, and the universities in the U.S. got together, and they found one insecticide that was developed in France for the grape industry to make wine, and it's organic, and it's called Agrifos, spelt Agri-FOS. And the only company that sells it is a company called Monterey Lawn and Garden. And they're based in Monterey, California. So what you have to do is clean the garden in the fall, which you should do anyways. Rake it all up. Get all of that plant debris out. Put it in your compost pile. But if you had late blight on tomatoes, put them in a trash bag and get them the hell out of your yard. And try and plant your tomatoes in a different spot in your garden. And what we promoted that following year was to put down landscape fabric over the ground where you had planted tomatoes the previous year. And the landscape fabric created a barrier on top of the soil so that when the disease spores ripened, what they do is they fill up with a gas, similar to a hot air balloon. And they rise out of the ground, are blown around in the air, land on the brand new tomato, and infect it. So by covering the ground with the fabric, the spores could not become airborne, and that helped to control it. So what they are recommending now is this. The disease is something that can be a problem if we have a wet spring and then a summer where it's hot and muggy. You know, those days where the humidity is just at a very high level and you just can't breathe because of it. So they take the Agrifos, you take your entire plant, tomatoes or impatiens, and at the time of planting, submerge it in a bucket filled with a solution of water and Agrifos so that the root ball absorbs all of it needs. The foliage is all coated with the water and fungicide solution, and you plant. And then anything that's left, you just pour a little bit at the base of each plant, and then you repeat for the next 3 weeks, spraying the foliage of your impatiens and your tomatoes, and that should solve the problem. So I think impatiens will come back as long as people try and maybe skip a few years where they planted impatiens, give those spores that are there a chance to blow away and have clean soil, and then you can plant them back. So next year, I'd say yes, I would try it again. And if the weather can cooperate, I think you'll be in great shape for impatiens and a tomato garden that doesn't have the fungus. Now, the other things that help tremendously, do not water at night. Get your watering done on your impatiens and tomatoes in the morning. And I'll tell you what I do. I bought at a garden center a water timer that I attach to the spigot on the side of my house, put a couple of batteries in it. There's a clock, and it tells you when to set it, just like your alarm clock. And you set it to go on like at 7 o'clock in the morning for 1 hour. And it will irrigate your garden, turn off all by itself, and because now the sun is up, it will dry the foliage. But if you do it at night, there's no sunlight on it to dry the foliage. The foliage stays wet. And any kind of disease, if those spores are blowing in the air, will stick to the wet foliage in your garden. And that's when you tend to get the downy mildew or the late blight on your tomatoes. You'll get a white film that will develop on your cucumbers, your squash, pumpkins, cantaloupes, all of your vine crops in the flower garden if you're growing the perennial tall phlox. You'll get that white powdery mildew. It will hurt your roses. Lilac trees will get that powdery mildew and quite a few different perennials. So you've got to acclimate your watering so that it's done in the early morning. That way, when the sun comes up, it dries it, and it will cut back disease problems in your garden by about 75%. And that means less disease control products that you'll have to use in your garden, less fungicides, whether they're organic or chemical in nature. So just water in the morning. Now, watering at 1 o'clock in the afternoon is, well, as they say, dumb as a stump. The reason is you're watering during the heat of the day. And if it's a sprinkler that moves like a fan back and forth, squirting it really high to cover a large area, a lot of it will evaporate before it even hits the ground. And because it's so warm out and sunny, it evaporates quickly. It doesn't get a chance to really penetrate. And it will encourage diseases. So get your watering done early in the morning. For now, that season is over. And what they want you to do is, you know, put the garden to bed, rake it, clean it, and if you had any disease problems in your vegetable garden or flower beds, don't save that material. Because a lot of the compost piles that we make may not get hot enough in the rotting process to break down, create heat that will kill the disease spores on your plants. So anything that you had a problem with, bag it and send it out with the trash. Get it out of your yard. And if you had a really bad problem in your garden with the blight, what I suggest that you do is this. Cut the tomato plant about a foot above the ground, remove it, put it in a black trash bag, and try not to spread any leaves on the ground, but cut them. Get rid of it. Rake your lawn. And take the pine needles. If you have leaves, shred them and apply those to your garden. So you've got about maybe a half an inch of dried foliage. And then burn it. Grab the hose, bring it to the garden, and start at one end of your garden, and burn all of those leaves, the pine needles, and the plant debris that's still on the ground. And that will kill any of the eggs of insects and any of the diseases of insects. And then you can pull the stumps out of your tomato plants and dispose of them with the trash at the same time. But if you really had a problem, that's what you should do. Now, on the West Coast, where they grow grass seed, to ensure that the grass seed's quality is good every year, it's insect and disease free. When they're done harvesting the grass seed, they burn the fields. And that gets rid of the weed seeds, any diseases, any insects. And that way you get a healthy seed.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert corporate reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. And we've been talking about cleaning the gardens. And as the frosts become more and more numerous, you know, pull out all of your annuals, shake off the soil, and compost them. But what you should do is, after you've built a layer about a foot high or deep with dead marigolds, dead impatiens, zinnias, snapdragons, and things like that, sprinkle some compost maker. And compost maker is a collection of bacteria and microbes that, when you sprinkle it on your dead plants, grass clippings, leaves, pine needles, they will begin to eat and break down all of that organic matter and eventually turn it to a rich, rich organic matter. Similar to peat moss, that after a year of sitting there and being turned over, kept moist, and that's the secret to making a compost pile. Never allow it to dry. So in July and August, it is a must that you get the hose or a bucket of water, you add it to your compost pile, so that those microbes stay activated and they continue to chew on that material and turn it to a rich soil or organic matter that you can put back in your garden, recycle, reuse, and that material, that the compost that you have made, will activate the microbes in your garden that are there currently. It will give them a new home to live. It will give them space to multiply. And it will make your soil more potent. And when you plant, because you have now rebuilt the quality of your soil, your plants are going to grow a lot better. So don't take those leaves, rake them on the side of the road, and have the town pick them up. What I do is I take a big plastic tarp, I rake the leaves onto the tarp, drag the tarp full of leaves near the vegetable garden, and then take my lawnmower, drive through it, grind up the leaves and blow them into the vegetable garden, but they're now shredded. Sprinkle some lime over them, and if I have time, I will till it right into the ground, and it will continue to break down during the late fall, the winter, the early spring. And when you get ready to plant, you've got a soil that's alive. And the days of using a fertilizer like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, these are all fertilizers that were developed after and during the Second World War with surplus material. It does nothing for your soil. It feeds the plant for 30 days, and then it's gone. But the new technology is taking a fertilizer and then adding the microbes that are already in your soil to the fertilizer. And in the last 5 years, they have changed the way that we garden. Not only are we growing a better plant, but we are improving the soil every single year. So don't buy 10-10-10, 5-10-5. Buy something that says it contains microbes, beneficial bacteria. And that way you feed your plants and you feed the soil at the same time.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.